Covenant Feast, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Monday, October 6th, 2025. The text comes from Psalm 111. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. Food often plays an important part in our celebrations. A person celebrating a birthday may hope for a special birthday cake or lunch at a favorite restaurant. Guests are welcomed with a special dinner. We serve holiday treats for Christmas. Family favorites may be prepared for Easter gatherings. God caused his wondrous works to be remembered by the people of Israel. The Lord established annual feasts that, year after year, would remind his people of his mighty works. Through these celebrations, God's people would remember all that the Lord had done to save them. The Passover feast was a memorial of God's saving work in setting Israel free from the slavery in Egypt. On that night of freedom, the blood of lambs marked the doorpost and lintels of Israelite homes. God passed over the blood-marked homes, sparing the Israelites from death when he destroyed the firstborn of Egypt. Lambs were sacrificed each year as part of the Passover feast. Unleavened bread was eaten at the meal, a reminder that the Israelites left Egypt in a hurry, with no time to wait for leavened bread to rise. God said of this great feast, "This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, as a statute forever, you shall keep it as a feast." God has given us a memorial feast, a covenant celebration that is a gift of his grace and forgiveness. On the night before he died on the cross, Jesus ate the Passover meal with his disciples. He gave to them and to us a new feast, a new sacred meal that was a memorial of his wondrous works, and so much more than a memorial. Jesus is the Lamb of God who offered up his life as a sacrifice to set us free from slavery to sin. He is the living Lamb who, in the sacrament of Holy Communion, gives us his body and blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Whenever we partake of this holy meal, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Receiving Jesus' body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, we remember his wondrous works and his sacrifice to save us. As the blood of lambs once marked the doors of the Israelites, the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, marks our lives. In the sacred meal that we call the Lord's Supper, our Lord provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. We pray. Jesus, Lamb of God, I receive your Holy Supper with gratitude and praise.